I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series. Heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the court, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's head back to the gym, and with play-by-play, it's Scott Montesano.
Well, you got the Derek Montesano show here tonight, folks. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to North High School. The North Huskies lead the Chi-High Cardinals by a score of 41-22. The North Huskies came out flying here in this one with flying, colors. Have put the Chi-High Cardinals to bed here, leading by a big margin, and they've done exactly everything they wanted to do. They came out hot, had one of their better first halves, scoring-wise, but and even defensively, they haven't completely collapsed on the Chi-High Cardinals. They've held them to 22 points. It's not like last time. You can't hold them to 12 every single time, but still lead 41-22 as we get set for the second half.
Yeah, about a minute away from the start of the second half, a longer halftime there as they had the Special Olympics exhibition game that went on at halftime, but both teams getting their shots up before the start of the second half. A couple quick notes here before we get to the second half. For starters, our next coverage of high school basketball here on 93.5 and echometownradio.com will be on Tuesday night. Regis and Stanley Boyd in what should be a humdinger of a Cloverbelt clash.
And that is another Derek cast, as I will be on the broadcast for that one as well. So be prepared to be hearing my voice yet again.
And remember, coming up on Sunday, Sunday we'll know the seeds for girls basketball. That postseason begins 2 weeks from now. And we'll be following the Memorial Old Abe's girls basketball team as far as they go in the playoffs. Brandon Fanning's team looks like a juggernaut, but once you go to the playoffs, there's no more safety net. You get tripped up one night, you're done. But we'll have high school basketball playoffs beginning in a couple of weeks, first with the girls following the Memorial Old Abe's. All right, North leads Chi High 41-22. Second half just about to get going. And with the play-by-play of the second half, Derek is back.
Well, here we go. 18 fresh minutes on the clock for both these teams as the North Huskies, as we've said numerous times, lead 41-22. Chi High does start with the basketball over on the far sideline. Colin Nichols will inbound it for them as we get set for a brand new half. Anything can happen. You never know. North could put this game to bed and bring out the JV guys, or Chi High makes something out of this, puts a run on the board of 10 points. You never know. Well, the inbound is in, and we'll get this thing started. Von Hayden will dribble it up for the North Huskies. He'll pass it to Nichols on the far side wing. Then looking for Munson, he has it slip out of his hands. Zach Shipman the other way will put in the layup. So Owen Munson has it slip through his hands, and Zach Shipman will run it back the other way.
Yeah, Shipman having an outstanding game.
A three from Munson from the far corner, though no good, and North will get the rebound. Still early on in the second half, North leading 43-22. Besson drives baseline extended, stops and throws it out to West. A three from him off the back heel, no good. Rebound saved by two guys, both Shipman and by Wise, both going on the far sideline. They both wanted to save it, but eventually Wise got it and threw it out of bounds on the Chi High baseline. So Chi High will walk it up the court as they've got the basketball now with Von Hayden. He'll start with it, guarded by Besson though. Von Hayden will spin around in the lane, then throw it back around. Nichols has it top of the key. He'll dribble into the paint, stop, and then back to Dylan Beck. Dylan Beck has it on the near side wing. He'll dribble through two guys and bounce it to Von Hayden near corner. Jabauer back to Von Hayden on top of the North logo at center court. Von Hayden spins around and passes to Munson back at the top of the key. Von Hayden into the corner now for Dylan Beck on the near side. Back to Von Hayden. Chi High taking their time setting up. And then driving into the paint was Von Hayden, but he took a bump from Zach Shipman. So a foul from Shipman, and that'll be Shipman's first and a non-shooting either way, so it'll be Chi High basketball. On the inbound to Jabauer on the left block. He spins around Wise, but his effort goes off the side rim, no good. Now North back the other way with Elliot Besson on the far sideline. He'll drive into the paint. Tries to beat three guys going up for the layup, but he gets a hit from just one of them and draws the foul. Conrad Jabauer, the guilty party. That'll be Jabauer's third foul. So him and Von Hayden both in some foul trouble here with both of them at three. A couple of shots coming for Elliot Besson. And Besson will make the first one here with 16-14 to play.
One of the keys for North today is that they built that early lead and really never let Chi High get back into it. And for North, good night so far for a number of guys who are going to need to have good nights the rest of the way.
Besson's free throw goes off the front rim on the rebound. Gus takes a three, no good. And then another offensive rebound. Besson gets three instead of one. Elliot Besson on the near side wing makes it 47-22. Now back the other way, though, Chi High trying to get it back quickly. Nichols spins around a defender on the left block. He can't get the score. Now a quick throw the other way for Gavin Watt. Finds a bounce feed underneath the hoop for Elliot Besson. Besson up to 21 points here he's reached 21 in the second half.
Yeah, an outstanding night for him, and him feeling good, him feeling confident is what will give North a shot in any playoff game.
As Von Hayden has it on the far side wing, he'll pass it to Dylan back top of the key. Dylan Beck will wait. He's guarded intently by Western. Nearly pokes the ball free, but keeping control of it, though, is Chi High. Now trying to go underneath was Kalinske. Found Nichols. Nichols tried to make one more pass, but it got tipped away. And with 15-10 to go, Chi High will keep the basketball, and we're going to get a timeout on the court. 15-10 to go here in the second half. The North Huskies lead 49-22 when we come back at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Fifteen ten to go here in the second half. The North Huskies have built their lead up to 49-22 in this one as they've continued into the second half with where they left off, and they have not had shown any signs of slowing down. Well, Chi High will inbound the basketball underneath the North hoop as they will get set. Colin Nichols will inbound for the Chi High Cardinals. Quick inbound feed looking for Dylan Beck, but it's ripped away, though, by Isaac West. Then he'll pass it to Goss, who throws a baseball pass up court to Shipman, who passed it to Besson under the hoop. While Besson was going up for the shot, he took a foul. So with 15:03 to go, Besson got a chance to make it 23 points tonight.
Yeah, Besson has 6 points in the second half, and doing his darndest trying to race North out to maybe a running clock situation.
As Besson makes the first shot, and North is up to 50 points here with 15:03 to go. What would be crazy here is, since Besson's at 22 and Chi High's at 22, Besson has scored the same amount of points as the Chi High Cardinals' entire team. As the second shot, though, front rims out, no good, so he won't outscore the Chi High Cardinals yet. Von Hayden will dribble it up for the Chi High Cardinals with over 14 minutes to go. Munson, top of the key. Over to Nichols in the far corner. He'll wait. Then bounce it into the center. Find Coleman Twyman, top of the key. His three, no good off the back heel. And back the other way with it are the North Huskies. Besson throws it out to Wise. He'll drive in. Back to Besson under the hoop. But his shot goes off the back heel. And now back the other way, quickly. Twyman on the baseline. He'll dribble with it and then settle things back down for the Chi High Cardinals. Von Hayden drives into the paint, finds a way through but takes a hit going in. So it'll be on Zach Shipman for the North Huskies. And that'll send Von Hayden to the line to potentially add to the Chi High score.
Well, again, on this Valentine's Day, North getting what they wanted as a gift, which is a good offensive performance, playing good on both sides of the floor, and Elliot Besson having a very big night, which is cool, which is big for him. Zach Shipman's played very well. In addition, they're doing this without Tyler Barrows, unavailable tonight. So North, right now, if everything just continues this way, a lot of reasons to smile when their heads hit the pillows on this Valentine's night.
Von Hayden does make one of his two free throws, and he's finally on the board for the Chi High Cardinals. Shipman hands it off to Besson, who will drive into the paint, goes up for a layup, and gets it to go. Elliot Besson continues to find ways through, and it's 52-23 North. Back the other way now, Von Hayden into the paint. He'll stop and throw it back out to the top of the key for Twyman. Kalinske near side wing. Back to Twyman on the far side wing. Now Munson near side. Drives to the paint. Bounces off his foot and goes out of bounds. Owen Munson has an unfortunate situation trying to drive in. The ball just bounces off the sneakers and goes out of play. And now quickly trying to catch Chi High off guard. North inbounds quickly. So now North sets up at the quarter-quarter offense. West underneath the hoop. Will pass it into the far corner for Gust. Out to Besson. Thought about a three, now he'll take the three. Off the side rim, no. Offensive rebound. Now Shipman, top of the key, three. Zach Shipman hits the three. He's up to 16. And it's 55-23, North Huskies lead. Von Hayden, though, back the other way. Drive to the paint, no. No, as he got it blocked. Now back the other way. Quickly, the North Huskies. No, but it was Gavin Wise who drove quickly. He took a hit. It'll be a foul, most likely, and we're going to have... There's an injured Chi High player down. It looks like Kolinsky.
Yeah, Kolinsky, I think, is the one who's down. He's he's past the baseline down to our left and rolling around. The medical staff was quickly out there. Remember, when you land on that floor, there is absolutely no give. Even at places like, say, Memorial, where the court is on springs, there's still no give. He's on his back rolling around. Jason Prue, the head coach, came out to take a quick look at him, and what it looks like is that he again landed hard, got the wind hopefully just knocked out of him. The medical staff gets him to sit up. What they're obviously going to make sure of is that his head didn't hit the floor. And now one of the assistants for Chi High will go out there. The medical trainer's going to help him onto his feet, and he'll walk gingerly out of our view down to the left where there's a little corridor where they'll, well, maybe he's just going to walk in behind the benches back to their bench on the other side. So I thought he might get looked at some more. So clearly he didn't bang his head, which is a good sign. And he's just kind of walking gingerly back to the bench. And Gavin Weiss will get a couple of free throws. So North has begun this second half, the first 5 minutes of it, on a 14-1 scoring run. Talk about putting your knee on the throat of the opponent.
Yeah, they have pretty much put this one to bed here early on, as still they got a couple more free throws coming from Gavin Wise. And they'll make it 56 as Gavin Wise drains the first one for the North Huskies. 13:01 to go here in the second half. It's 56 with the potential to be 57, and it will be 57 as Gavin Weiss makes both, and it's 57-23 for the North Huskies. Dribbling up the court, Von Hayden for the Chi High Cardinals. He'll pass it to Twyman, corner three, got it. Kobe Twyman responds with a three for the freshman, and the lead now just 56-26. 57-26 for the North Huskies. But quickly, Elliott Besson showing off today. He's flexing the muscles with 26 points. This time he drove baseline extended and gets the two. So Chi High will set up in the quarter-court offense. Von Hayden will hand it off to Twyman, top of the key. Back to Von Hayden on the right wing. Bounce down low, Twyman in the near corner. Back out to Dylan Beck, who will play it to Von Hayden at the top between the wheels. Von Hayden will then, it's Munson on the far side corner, who will play it to Nichols for three. That's off the side rim, no. Rebound grab for North. Gust tried to get it to Wise, but the ball popped right out of his hands. And now Chi High the other way. Von Hayden, Twyman a quick three. Banks on in. Kobe Twyman from a wonky angle. Gets the deflection to go on in. And Kobe Twyman up to 10 points for the Chi High Cardinals. Besson will dribble it up for the North Huskies. He'll play 1-2 with Gust. Now he'll drive it himself. Elliott Besson tried to go up, but he traveled. So Besson, while trying to drive in, took on two defenders who were trying to defend the paint, but took too many steps and travels it right back to Chi High. 59-24 the score with 59-29 the score with 11:20 to go in the second half. Von Hayden will set up for the Chi High Cardinals. He'll drive immediately into the paint. Stop and pass it to Twyman, corner three, off the front rim, no good. And now quickly the other way, Besson drives into the paint. His layup, no good. The putback, though, is good for Jack Strabel, who gets it to fall. And the Huskies have eclipsed 60 points. Now back the other way. Dylan back underneath the hoop. Spins around his defender and gets it to go. And timeout called by the Chi-High Cardinals. 10:52 to go in the second half. The North Huskies lead 61-31. When we come back at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The North Huskies have taken control of this game and have never looked back, leading 61-31 with 10:52 to go in the second half. Plus, they have the ball right now, dribbling from right to left across your listening device. Besson on the right wing. He'll stop, then drive into the paint. Goes in for the layup and gets it to go. A little play there for Besson, and he's up to 28 points himself. Now Chi-High trying to find a little bit of a response here. Dylan back. Drives baseline extended, then throws it to Twyman. Munson, and far side three, lips out, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Gust, who flings it high ahead for Gavin Wise. Wise will then slow things down for the North Huskies. He gets swarmed, though, by Nichols and is able to get it out to Besson. Besson drives into the paint, nearly loses his handle on it, but regains control. Spins around his defender, goes up for a little floater, and he's got it. It's 30 points for Elliot Besson tonight.
And that is his 1,000th career point. So Elliot Besson just got his 1,000th career point with a flurry here in the second half. A 30-point game, and they'll pause the game for a moment with 10:01 to go, and North leading 65-31. They've got a homemade poster that he's gonna host, that he's gonna hold, and the whole team is gonna surround. They're gonna take a quick photo here. But Elliot Besson, a 30-point night, on a night in which probably didn't think he was gonna get to 1,000, but he's got a 30-point night, and bang, what an evening for him, and what a moment.
Yeah, this is an unbelievable moment just to be witnessing. 30 points a night, it would have most likely taken him. He's probably thinking in his head it's gonna take two more games to get to that number. But he's done it here in one night, and he'll himself go take a seat on the bench to think about his unbelievable 1,000-point achievement for the North Huskies. So with 10 minutes to go, we'll get right back at it here. North Huskies leading 65-31. Von Hayden with it. He'll hand it off to Twyman on the far wing. Twyman drives into the paint. Goes up for a layup. Nobody's fouled. Aaron Gust will be the guilty party. And a couple of free throws coming.
I'll be honest, we didn't know he was that close to it. And quite frankly, probably if after this game it would become more well known how close he was. But now that explains really why they were clearly feeding him the entire first part of this second half, as Twyman makes that field goal, that free throw. Now, we've probably seen the last of Elliot Besson for the night, and Logan Horn's going to start to slowly use the bench with his team up large tonight, 65-32. Twyman's second shot, that's good. That brings Chi-High up to 33. Here's the sneaky thing for Chi-High. They're very close to getting the 40 points, and sometimes just getting the 40 points this year has been a struggle for them.
It's back the other way. Zach Shipman gets his shot blocked by the Chi-High Cardinals, and they'll go back the other way with Owen Munson.
So yeah, this has been, sneakily, it's not been that bad, relatively speaking, offensively for Chi-High today.
As Munson will drive into the paint, then looking for a pass out to the far corner for Jabal, where it gets intercepted by Aaron Gust. Gus back the other way, loses the handle on the ball, trying to drive into the paint to Kobe Twyman. Twyman finds a bounce feed to a wide open Owen Munson, who will put it in for two, and the lead down to 30 for the North Huskies. Gust with it on the far side wing. He'll play it to Shipman, top of the key. Shipman will then wait, then pass it to Strable on the far wing. Strable drives into the paint. Passes to Stone, who's in. Stone into the paint. Puts up a floater and gets it to go. Caleb Stone gets four. He's got four tonight, and the lead up to 67-35. Jabauer with it now for Chi High back in the quarter court offense. Von Hayden drives into the paint, puts up a floater, no good. Ball batted behind, out into the Chi High backcourt, but Chi High gets it, so they'll reset up. Von Hayden with the top of the key. Kobe Twyman now on the near side wing has it. He'll spin around, break his way into the paint, goes up for the layup, no good. Rebound grab for Strable for the North Huskies. They'll go back the other way to the North. A quick three from Shipman falls on down. Zach Shipman having a great night. He's up to 19 points, and the Husky lead is 70-35 with 8 minutes to go. So Chi High will set up in the quarter court. Jabauer on the far side wing will pass it to Nichols in the corner. Nichols bounces in, then picks up the ball. Looking for a pass, but misreads the play, and Zach Shipman's just all alone for the run out. It looked like he was looking for Von Hayden, who was driving, but misread the situation, and Shipman gets a free run out. And now a steal here by McCabe Thiesing-Ritter, who's into the game. Thiesing-Ritter will set it up for the North Huskies. Strable, top of the key, bounces it in, and finds Gust. Gust, top of the key. He'll drive in, find the back feed to Caleb Stone on the right block, but his effort results in a foul on Colin Nichols.
Well, Derek, I got to ask you a couple of things. It's Valentine's Day. You know, did you get mommy and your sister anything?
I know they're listening right now, and I know they probably don't. I know they know what I'm about to say, but no, I did not get them anything.
Now, what do you prefer for Valentine's Day, chocolate or teddy bears? What is your advice to the guy out there that's driving around and going, oh, shoot, I forgot. He's got to stop at the drugstore and get something. What do you recommend?
Well, if you're in a pinch, I recommend you get them like a nice thing of some chocolate. But if you can, think of a good teddy bear would never hurt anybody.
And you're like, if she doesn't want the teddy bear, you want us to give our address and you can drop off teddy bears for Derek?
Yeah, sure. Knock yourself out. Well, the free throw does go down for the North Huskies. Caleb Stone, and it's 73-35 North Huskies. Chi High with the basketball. Von Hayden finds a path into the lane on the baseline, and he'll get it in. So Von Hayden sneaks in. He's up to three.
By the way, North is slowly but surely really emptying the proverbial bench. Not the proverbial bench, the actual bench.
As Lemke's into the game as he takes a three, no good, and Jabauer will grab it for Chi High. Dribbling up the court, Munson. Munson will then drive into the paint, spin around, and reset. Von Hayden, top of the key, dribbling it around, then finds Dillon back on the far side wing. He'll wait, then waiting. Then he'll just lob it over to Jabauer, and Chi High will once again reset. 6 minutes to go here in the second half. Jabauer plays it to Kolinsky. Kolinsky driving into the paint, no good. Rebound, everybody slapping at it. It'll result in a foul on North. That'll be on Lemke. That'll be his first and the team's fourth in the half.
The North students opposite of us chanting they want Kenton Mondu to come into the game, a 6'7 junior who plays JV basketball. Mondu, by the way, as the first free throw goes in. Mondu could play in this varsity game as well, but in that JV game that North won big, Mondu tried to take a couple of threes late that would have blown the roof off this place but couldn't get him to go.
Yeah, everybody here wants to see Mondu make a three-pointer, but just could not get it to go for him. He had a few off the front rim. Both free throws do go, though, for the man taking the free throws by the name of Kolinsky. So 73-39, the score with 6 minutes to go. Besson will dribble with it, then pass it to Connect, who's into the game. His three, though, goes out the back heel, no good. North, slowly but surely, we're seeing a bunch of new faces out there. So Connect's out there, Connect and Lemke are both out there. We're going to get a foul on Dexter Rennick. The ensuing play as he tried to get the ball away from Von Hayden, but in the end, results in just a foul for him. That'll be his second. So Chai I will set up with 5:45 to go here in the second half, and North well on their way to beating the Chai I Cardinals in a must-win game. So Von Hayden will dribble with it on the near side. Kalinske trying to find a path of the paint, puts up a jumper and gets it to go. A fadeaway jumper for Connor Kalinske. And Chai Hai has reached 40 points. A tough thing for them to accomplish all season. They've got 41 in this one. Back the other way, Connect. Looking for a feed to Lemke in the far corner, but gets it intercepted. Now back the other way quickly, Jeb Bauer goes for the layup, but he can't get it to fall. And now North the other way with Elliot Besson is back in.
I am a little surprised to see Besson back into the game with 5 minutes to go and the score no longer in doubt.
As Messiah Lemke drives into the paint and gets a feed from Isaac West, and the North Husky lead is 75-41.
Well, the crowd here is going to get what they want, though. Mondu is getting ready to check in.
As underneath the hoop, Dylan Beck fending off three North defenders and able to get an awkward shot to go in. So 75-43, the North Huskies lead this one. Rennick on the far sideline. He'll pass it to Connect. Connect nearly gets it poked away, but is able to get it to Isaac West for three. Off the back heel, no good. Rebound, scramble on the deck. They flop it all the way back to midcourt. It's kept by North. Besson looking for Lemke on the right block, but can't get it to go. And now a lob feed from Von Hayden back the other way. Finds Owen Munson, and it will make it 75-45. We got a timeout here on the court. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, just a rolling timeout so that Logan Horn can make some substitutions here. They are still going to allow them to huddle briefly. 4:04 to go. All Huskies, they lead 75-45. Don't forget, our next coverage of high school basketball is Tuesday night. Regis against Stanley Boyd in a big Clover Belt boys clash. That should be a lot of fun. Derek, as we wind this broadcast down, one thing that has frustrated me all night is trying to figure out why there's a guy opposite of us who's been wearing who wears a Philadelphia Flyers jersey. It doesn't make sense on so many levels, but there's a guy over there, not a student, a guy wearing a Philadelphia Flyers home sweater, an orange sweater with the white on the shoulders. It doesn't make any sense. I can't find any connection.
I mean, I can't think of any reason other than that's what he threw on today, but that doesn't really make too much sense. Well, North is really emptying the bench here as a feed from Connect looking for Mondu in the paint. No good as it's intercepted for the Chai Cardinals. And then the run out the other way by Dylan Beck is knocked away. It'll stay Chai High, though, underneath the North hoop with 3:46 to go in this one. Chai High inbounds it wide open. Kobe Twyman three, and Twyman hits it. So it's 75-48. And Chai High potentially going to eclipse 50 points. Here's something that's been very difficult for them all year. Messiah Lemke looking for an extra feed to an extra player. I can't check the number here. Jose Kent, who's into the game, they'll go back the other way. And Jabauer gets on the scoreboard with 2 points of his own, and North's got 50 in this one. Kent passes to Lemke, top of the key. Connect, fadeaway three, no good. Rebound grabbed by Munson for Chai High. They'll go back the other way. Now looking for an awkward situation. Twyman open three, though. The situation, North saved the ball on the base on the far sideline, but it saved right to Jabauer, who finds Twyman in the corner for three. And the lead down to 75-53. Rennick Passes to Lemke on the near side wing. Back to Rennick, top of the key. Looking for Mondu, but it gets tipped on the pass. Rennick was trying to find a driving Kenton Mondu, but unsuccessful. 2:35, still to play, so plenty of time. Connect, near side three, lips out, no good. Rebound, though, is taken for Chai High in the name of Kale Dillenbeck. Von Hayden will wait with it on the far side wing. He'll drive into the paint, then find Munson on the near side. Back to Von Hayden, and then back to Munson. The two will play catch. Now Von Hayden, top of the key. He'll drive in. Dillenbeck, far side three, off the back heel, no good. Rebound, North, and now quickly the other way. Rennick goes the other way and puts it a layup. Dexter Rennick runs it the other way. He's got his first 2 points, and it's 77-53 with 2 minutes to go. Von Hayden will dribble with it on the near side wing. Over to Kobe Twyman. Twyman trying to find a pass in the lane. Finds a bounce feed, though, as he drives to Dillenbeck, but on the play, there'll be a foul called on Jose Kent for North.
Now, still a cool moment is a couple free throws coming up. Still a cool moment for these guys to get a chance to play. Remember, all these guys put in the same amount of effort as the players that you hear their names called more often. So a nice moment for the players, even the guys who are JVers who get a chance to play now actual minutes in this varsity game. Guys like a senior like Dexter Rennick, who's a bench player, this means a lot. He got 2 points in this game. Means a lot to him.
As it's a 22-point game now, as back the other way, Kent. Passes to a wide open, connect, no good. Rebound, Mondu trying to grab it, but it's stolen away for Dillenbeck.
Chai has gone on a late spurt here. Still, the outcome's no longer in doubt, but they've gone on a late spurt here to rack up the points here. A 55-point night for Chai High is one of the better offensive nights for Jason Prue's squad, as there is a turnover and the ball back to North. But still, this has been all North today, and the North Huskies have lots of reasons to smile tonight.
As they'll have it now. Kent over to Lemke. Lemke, top of the key, will dribble with it, then Rennick. Over to Connect. Connect drives into the paint, stops, then throws it, looking for Lemke. And they'll say it was untouched, going for Lemke, but a little bit of a missed pass there. As we've entered the final minute of this one, with North leading 77-55. Twyman with it on the near side wing. He'll wait with it, then drive into the paint. Stops, then throws it. Luke Thompson for three, and he's got it. So Luke Thompson hits the three, and Chai High makes it. Well, they've got the scoreboard wrong here. It's not 80 for any yet. Mondu drives into the paint, but no good on his little layup attempt. And Chai High quickly the other way. Twyman in the far corner, 20 seconds left to go. Von Hayden, top of the key. Back to Twyman. Twyman waiting with it, 13 seconds left. Dillenbeck on the near side to Munson, 10 seconds left. He'll drive in, nobody's fouled with 6.2 to go. Owen Munson tried to drive into the paint, but he gets it knocked out of his hand, so we'll have.
There we go. They got the score figured out there. I was going to help Derek out.
Yes.
77-58. They had the score wrong up on the board for a little bit there. All Huskies, though, with 6 seconds left. Couple of free throws here for Munson before we get out of here.
Yeah, a couple of statistical purposes free throws here for Munson as he makes the first one. Hey, if he makes one more here, Chai High will put up 60 points, something very rare to them in this season. So they do make it, so 60 points for Chai High. They'll fall short to the North Huskies by a final score of 77-60. The North Huskies end up running away with the win here, despite the Chai High late spurt to make it look a lot closer. But still, the North Huskies put this one to bed by a final score of 77-60. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this game and say our final goodbye here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game and a look at the final stats.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's time for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game. Let's get back to the gym and Scott Montesano.
The North Huskies win this one going away by a final score of 77-60. This was a game that they had to win. They showed up ready to play, and they came out and absolutely did what most teams do to Chi High, and that's beat them by double figures, winning this one 77-60. So, there's a lot to talk about for North in this game, including Elliot Besson's performance in this one, with a lot to discuss with his start. A 30-point night, for example, something absolutely amazing, and his 1,000th career point for the North Huskies. So, Elliot Besson, an absolutely special night for him as he helps his team go away in this one. So, a lot to like from Elliot Besson today. Zach Shipman showed up in the absence of Tyler Burrows as a big key piece. There's a lot of pieces to this team that all fell together tonight and ended up working very well.
Yeah, right now the North Huskies are taking another team photo with Elliot Besson with various posters and also some balloon numbers that show 1,000, so they're celebrating his 1,000th career point that came in this one. I know Logan Horn, the head coach, looked very displeased at the end of the game. I clearly don't think he liked the fact his team gave up 60 points to Chi High. Chi High is not a team that puts up a lot of points, as we've discussed, and that is a negative what North did, but I really don't read much into that. North did what they had to early, built up a big lead. The game got a little bit ragged, if you will, at times tonight. You didn't have your usual rotations. So if you're Chi High, you're happy. You put 60 points up, that's a positive for you. But if you're North, hey, you're happy with what you did tonight. You never had this game in doubt. You pick up a win at home, and one of your big senior stars gets his 1,000th point on a night in which he probably didn't think he was going to get there. 30 points to get to 1,000. Here this evening.
Yeah, there's nothing really to be mad about too much for the North Huskies. Well, why don't you run us through some of those final stats?
Just a couple of quick stats to get things done here tonight. The freshman for Chi High, Kobe Twyman, with 13 points to lead them. Owen Munson with 12, all of his points coming in the first half. As for North, Zach Shipman had 21 points. Big night for the junior Shipman. And again, Elliot Besson with 30 points to get to 1,000 on the nose in his career. The Cardinals are now 0-19 overall. They'll have gone two full calendar years without a conference win. As for North, they are 8-12 overall, 5-7 in the Big Rivers Conference. Our next coverage, Tuesday night, Cloverbelt Clash, Regis and Stanley Boyd. And don't forget, the seeds for girls basketball come out on Sunday.
Yeah, be prepared Tuesday, another Derek cast. Well, that should about do it. So on behalf of everybody that made this broadcast possible, and on behalf of my dad, Scott Montesano, I'm Derek Montesano, saying there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until Tuesday night, so long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of Eau Claire High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap,
and Civic Media. For a schedule of other upcoming games, visit echometownradio.com or thetap.fm.
Join the crowd one of these days and yeah, come down to the Capitol and testified on issues that are really important to them. You know, I'll have a bill to return some land to Mille Lacs again. Cool. I'll have a bill that if requested by the Native American parent group to have drumming at a graduation, that cool. has to be considered. I mean, these are the kind of goofy things that we have to put in legislation. Like mm-hmm. when we said they could, you know, Native kids can wear their tobacco bag in school right. or they can have a feather in their cap when they graduate.
And smudging.
Course, yeah. And of course, John Bobolink from St. Oh. Paul, who was the Native parent leader. I'm not sure exactly what his title was. He really, really championed the ability for the students to be able to have a place to smudge.
Yeah.
And he's the one that got that happen in St. Paul. And then we ended up taking that and moving it into a piece of legislation. So statewide schools can carve out a place that's safe and supervised for students to smudge. So that's what you can all do. And then if there are issues that you're hearing or seeing out there that you think we need to create some legislation around, we're always open to ideas and thoughts on what needs to be done to really make our state a really great state for everybody.
Great way to end it. And again, big Peeny Geegee. I had to take a nap too, and I appreciate you coming on and speaking your truth and doing everything you've done in the community and the license plates and speaking and John Bobolink powwow coming up, a friend of Wendy's.
And standing up for our wolves, Mary. I don't want to forget that. That is huge.
Yeah. Big time. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. This is Native Roots Radio, and we're going to come back with Wendy and our sacred animal portion of the show and Valentine's portion.
Sounds good.
Stay with us.
I love the Toyota Sienna Hybrid from Rudy Luther Toyota. Safe, roomy, comfortable, and insanely fuel efficient. One thing I haven't mentioned is how good the Sienna is at winter driving. We just had a snowstorm, and my Sienna handled the ice and snow no problem. From getting through the plow pile at the end of the driveway to safely navigating the snow-covered highways, the Sienna is designed to give you a comfortable, safe drive. When winter weather hits, I give myself extra time, but with Sienna's handling and heated seats, extra time is great. Test drive a Sienna today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, it's Patrick. February is the month for love, so when was the last time you gave your carpet the love and attention it deserves? Have you gotten down on your hands and knees and adored how clean and refreshed it was, or are you scared of what you might see or smell? Not only is your carpet one of the biggest investments in your home, but it's also the biggest air filter in your home. If your carpet hasn't been professionally cleaned, you are breathing unhealthy levels of nasty dirt, dander, bacteria, and germs that keep recirculating again and again and again. But lucky for you, my friends at Zero Res are going to spread the love to you and your home with their Love Your Rug special. Get 3-room Zero Resified starting for just $119 and get a 4th room free. But don't forget dirt and dander's favorite hiding place either, your air ducts. This month, take $75 off any air duct cleaning. Call Zero Res right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM950 special. Back order forward, it spells the same. Zero Res.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
On Jones House.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Janine. I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I'd also like to do a quick howl for Wendy's portion of the show. Haley, we love Ooh. Talking about wolves, so why don't we give this a big howl?
Absolutely. Howl.
Hey, I want to introduce my Valentine and my beautiful wife, Wendy. She's been an animal advocate for many, 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 many years, and she's a founder of Native Roots Radio. So welcome. Welcome, Wendy.
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Hanajihihani. That means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a policy volunteer for the Humane World Animals. Humane World for Animals. Humane World for Animals. So many of you might know this because just a couple of days ago, the Humane Society of the United States rebranded their name, and they are now called Humane World for Animals. So I had to get my verbiage ready, right? Because I'm always used to saying a volunteer leader, you know, it's like crazy. So I'm going to be called a policy volunteer because that's exactly what we do. We work on policy. We don't, you know, have shelters. We're not walking dogs. We're not cleaning kennels or kitty litters, although I have done that in the past, and I do enjoy doing all of that.
The kitty litter.
But we want to get to the root of the problems for animals, and in order to help animals, we work on policies. So we want to change the laws for animals, and we need everybody walking the dogs and changing the kitty litters and doing all that stuff. We need everybody to do all different kinds of stuff for the animals. But yeah, the Humane Society of the United States and Humane Society International are both called now Humane World for Animals. So the idea to clarify their mission, the change was unveiled to donors last fall during its annual gala in New York City. I didn't know this. And the official announcement was this week. So part of the rebrand, Humane World for Animals deployed an integrated marketing campaign that includes high visibility billboards across Australia, Canada, India, New York City, and the UK. There are television spots, streaming, audio ads, and social digital campaign. If you watched TV last night, I watched Jimmy Kimmel. And Jimmy Kimmel had a singer on and introduced this whole thing. We were really excited that he was able to talk about the rebranding of the Humane World for Animals. And it was really great to see their commercial on TV. So take a look at that. My personal opinion about it is I'm glad, and I think it's about time that it's called Humane World for Animals. I think the Humane Society for the United States was a great name as well, but I think it got like confused, right, with all the local shelters that are called Humane Societies. So I think it was really good on their part to differentiate themselves, because a lot of people, I think, got upset with the Humane Society of the United States because we don't have shelters, and we're not, you know, when you donate to the Humane Society of the United States, you're not donating to a shelter. But a lot of people felt like they were like misled in some way, you know, that, oh, my money's not going to a shelter. We never said that it was going to go to a shelter. It's to help all of us. And they do. I mean, listen, they deploy themselves and all their volunteers with trucks and veterinarians and everything. They go to these places around the United States and around the world when there's disaster zones, when there's fires. They were there for the California fires and went and helped. And they do work with shelters. So they work with local shelters to help get those animals out so that they could, again, use that shelter to bring the animals that they're helping to save at that time into the shelter. So I think it's a great idea. I just have to, it doesn't roll off my tongue yet, you know? So.
This is kind of the third name since you've been on the show for, we're in our ninth season, that you've been supporting.
Well, our volunteers, we were called, I think this is our third name. So now we're policy. I don't even remember the first
one.
But
you were with a different organization.
Oh, yes. I was with a different organization. Yeah.
So, that was a cool one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we all can do our part. And I did want to thank Mary for the advocacy that she does for wolves. I mean, she cares about our wolves. And we need to really protect them. I'm very nervous this year about what's going to happen, because we do not want a mandatory wolf hunt here in Minnesota.
Right.
So we need to get it out of any bill. We need the bill to die on the floor. Mm-hmm. And we don't want this bill to go into an omnibus bill. And an omnibus bill is just a bill that has a lot of other bills in it. And sometimes bills get like kind of snuck into an omnibus bill, and then they're voted on, and then bad things happen. But good things could also happen too with the bill. But anyway, I'm really interested in going to and supporting Humane Lobby Day.
Oh,
yeah. Humane Lobby Day. We've been doing a Humane Lobby Day at our state capitol here in Minnesota. It's going to be on March 18th. I don't have the exact date details as far as the time and this and that, but I want to give out the information as soon as I get it so that you could sign up and come to Humane Lobby Day. It's March 18th. I think it's a Tuesday. You know, it starts at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. People sign up, and what we do is we get you appointments. You get to go and come to the Capitol. First, we have like a little lunch. We have a speaker, and then we have appointments. So then you go to see your legislator, and we give you information to talk to your legislator about it. The wolf is going to be absolutely on the top of the list this year, among other issues, which I don't know at this time what they are, but it's usually like 2, 3, sometimes 4 things that we want to bring up in that meeting that you have with your legislator. And you just go and you sit and you tell them why saving wolves is important. You don't have to be an expert. We give you the information. If your legislator asks you a question and you don't know the answer, we will get back to them later on.
Well, I've been to a couple of them with you, Wendy.
And yeah.
It's really easy. And it's a lot of times you're with other people with your district that have the same things you want to talk to them about.
Same legislator. Yep. So it's usually a group of people who go visit. I usually volunteer every year to go with people who don't have any other people to go to their legislator with. Mm-hmm. So they might be going alone. They might be there and the only one in their district. And sometimes it could be nerve wracking, right? You're going to go and talk to your legislator and you're not really sure about the whole situation. So I've been doing this for, I don't even know how long.
Well, you have cheat sheets and bullet points to talk about
absolutely.
To keep you on track.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to have our representatives and state senators in our area.
We are definitely really, really lucky. So, I mean, our city council member, Sarah Jost, our Dave Pinto, who is our House representative. We have Erin Murphy, who is our senator. We have really a lot of people. So we're really lucky.
Yeah, well, I'm really lucky. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out
Valentine's
there.
Happy Valentine's Day.
93.5 The Tap. Earl Ingram.
We'll be driving to a significant moment in American history with a special Black History lesson featuring guest historian Professor Bob Harvey. Later in the show, we'll also welcome Reggie Jackson.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump on federal worker resignations, including more than 400 at the Department of Homeland Security.
75,000 is a lot of people, and we paid them well. You know, we gave them a lot of months of severance pay, if you call it that.
After Justice Department officials resign over an order to drop the corruption case against New York Mayor Eric Adams, the DOJ asks a court to dismiss the charges. Tom Dupree served in George W. Bush's DOJ.
Well, it's reminiscent of the Nixon era, where you saw the president basically try to find someone who would carry out his orders in the Justice Department.
Wildfire-stricken Southern California is drying out from the strongest storm of the season. 7 inches of rain fell in some places, unleashing dangerous debris flows. CBS's Carter Evans in Malibu.
Cars partially buried in mud. A firefighter swept by a torrent of water into the Pacific Ocean. The roof of a supermarket caving in. Remarkably, with all of this, there were no injuries.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.